Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, August 22nd, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. We're joined right now by our great friend, Jen McNelly, Natural Resource Groundwater Educator with UW-Madison Division of Extension. Jen, good to see you.
Hey, James. Nice to be here today.
Thanks so much for being here today and hanging out with us. We appreciate you and all the gang over at Extension. And real quick, before we dive into the topic, that is one of the cooler water bottles I have seen. That is awesome.
Thank you so
much. It's very important to stay hydrated, let alone looking cool while you're doing it. That's pretty good.
Right?
Jen, we're going to talk about phenology today.
Yes.
And I can't believe I actually said that word right.
I
pulled it off, so
you
points there.
You got it right on the first try.
let's dive right in. What in the world is phenology?
Right? So people are probably asking. I've never heard of that word before, but I thought we would take a little step away from water today and talk about something a little bit different. Probably, as most folks have noticed, if you've been out and about outside, you're starting to notice those seasonal changes, right? A few different colored leaves, the animals are starting to act a little bit different, or we're starting to see different things. So I thought phenology would be kind of a cool topic to talk about today. Mm-hmm. So phenology really is the relationship between life cycles of plants and animals. And environmental changes, especially when we're looking at temperature and weather and how those two things correlate to each other. For most of us who live in the Midwest, we probably notice these phenological changes or the changes in seasons. Just something that we observe, even though you probably didn't know that there was a technical study of it.
Yeah, you can actually give a name to it now.
Absolutely. So really, it's just noticing those changes that are happening with seasonal variations or temperature changes, and really looking at the relationships between those two things.
Is there an example we can give the audience, Jen?
Oh, absolutely. There's multiple examples. Great one, leaves turning color. Oh. When is that happening, you know, during the year? Is it happening earlier or later? What month is that occurring in? A big one for me in water resources is ice out. When does the ice go out on a lake or a body of water? When does it occur? Or maybe even something called lake turnover that happens in a lake. So,
What is lake turnover, if you don't mind?
In a lake, in most lakes, not in all lakes, but in most lakes, in the spring and the summer, or in the spring and the fall, we'll have something called lake turnover. And so typically in a lake, you might notice when you jump in, there's going to be warmer water at the surface, colder water down deep. So temperature changes, and then there's also different levels of oxygen. In the fall and the spring, what happens is that lake, the water in it, actually turns over and everything mixes from top to bottom. And there's a period of time where it is uniform in temperature and oxygen all the way through. And then it'll start to separate again. But really important when we're managing our water resources to know when that happens, because there's a lot of other things associated with it.
I love learning. I love learning things like that. Thank you, Jen. Thank you so much.
No
that is
problem.
Awesome. I appreciate that. I went a little off script there,
but
I appreciate that. You can roll
absolutely.
With it. You just do great. So where does phenology come from?
So phenology is a pretty ancient thing. I mean, people have been noticing these relationships since probably the beginning of time. You know, Japanese and Chinese culture started recording the Chinese cherry blossoms and when they bloomed as early as the 18th century. You know, lots of different cultures and traditions have kind of proverbs or sayings that are related to phenology, such as April showers bring May flowers. Everybody's heard that one, right? Really, the study of phenology didn't start to be kind of used that term until like the 1840s. And that's when it really started to become an actual study. But if we look locally, one of the early phenologists was Aldo Leopold from Wisconsin.
Wow.
In
How
Sauk
cool.
County.
How cool is that?
Yeah, right?
And not only is that cool and brings it really home and close circle, but also kind of, I hope, reminds Wisconsinites and Midwesterners alone how important these subjects are and our land is to us and taking care of it.
And tied to, you know, everyday life and what we do.
Is phenology important, Jen?
So most people start to notice these changes and you're like, you know, the flowers are always going to bloom. Mm-hmm. The birds are always going to migrate. Is it important that I know when that happens? Mm-hmm. And for most people, it may not be. But for the bigger picture, phenology actually really is important for a few different reasons. One, if we can make these observations over time, more and more frequently, we really start to notice those correlations between when things are happening in the natural world. And that can be important for us in the timing of different things, say planting different crops or managing different pests and noticing when they're emerging. Sometimes it's more important to have that actual on-the-ground evidence than, you know, an anticipated date.
Right.
Yeah. So the more observations that we can actually make, the better for us, and more informed it can make, you know, people who are trying to manage for those type of things. We also start to see trends over time. You know, one of the things that we've talked about in the past is the change in climate.
Yeah.
That's a big one for phenology. Most people have noticed, you know, our springs are starting to get a little bit earlier. Our falls are starting to get a little bit later. And how does that affect the natural world?
Yeah.
And the things that are associated with it. So really important when it comes to something like that. And then, believe it or not, it's also used for a lot of different things, like determining allergies and allergen seasons. You know, not something that we would typically think about, but can be have an impact on a lot of people's lives. Agriculture, of course, when they're planting crops and pest management. I mean, that's kind of a big one.
Yeah, that especially in this state, in the Midwest, with our ag industry, I imagine this is a big topic for them.
Absolutely. And most people probably don't know the name associated with it, but are making these observations in their daily lives anyway, so.
Certainly the management of natural resources. This is important for people in that field and that world.
Absolutely. You know, when we're talking about things like drought and fire risk, phenology is associated with that. You know, looking at different types of conservation, what plants are there? Is there a year where we're not seeing as much of things? For example, monarch butterflies, that's a great one.
Yeah.
You know, we've noticed declines in their populations. Does that have a phenological association with it or not? So, yeah.
And if I can piggyback on this amazing list that you have here, one other thing to add, it's cool. Like, this is cool to learn about. This is cool and interesting that this happens and how long this has been happening. The history of this is fascinating. It's just really interesting, and it happens all around us. And nature is nature doesn't have reruns.
Right.
Like, it's always something new. It's always something interesting. And that part of it is really cool, too, to be able to certainly, I actually think we might have saved time by talking about the industries that aren't not affected by phenology, because it feels feels like it touches everything in our lives.
It really does.
So being able to take a step back and appreciate it, see how cool this is in nature, how cool nature is in general, I think also will help you see how it applies to your day-to-day life or your field, your job, and how important it is that we not only understand these things, but that we have individuals like yourself and other people out there really keeping an eye on these things.
Yeah, and I think that's maybe one of the things that I geek out about this topic a little bit is that it is so accessible for anyone. You know, if somebody is like, well, how do I start or how do I participate in this? It is as simple as going for a walk and just noticing the things around you. You know, it doesn't take anything special to really participate. It's really just taking the time to stop and notice the world around you and how that's changing from day to day or from month to month. You know, if people really want to get a little bit more serious about phenology, it's just recording those observations and writing them down, which can be as simple as just using a notebook and taking the time to go out there and notice what you see around you. Doesn't matter if you live in the city or in the country. Things change no matter where you are. So,
we're speaking with Jen McNally, natural resource groundwater educator with UW-Madison Division of Extension. And Jen, one of the things that occurs to me as we're talking about this, too, is kind of coming back to the observance of our world. And I've always been really bad at stopping and being in the moment, you know, and just taking a pause and breathing and appreciating the world around me. I get busy and I get focused like a lot of people and stuff. one of the things that's really helped me later in life with this is animals.
Yeah.
Like my fur brother, Sam.
Yep.
I'm running around like crazy. Sam's just sitting there and I see him as I'm going past and I got to stop and pet Sam. I got to stop. And it gets me to be in the moment for a second and kind of stop and think about things and observe the world around me, especially when I'm taking him for a walk. And I see something like our geese flying south. Or something like that. And something that we see all the time, but it gives me a moment to like appreciate it. And I just see how beautiful it is. Check out the blue sky that's above me and observe the world around me for a moment before I realize, oh, wow, this is beautiful. Like I'm fortunate. I get to live in this world, in this city, in this state, and these things. And can make us really, there's never, you can't appreciate things too much. There's no side effect to this or anything.
Right.
It's one of the positives that you can incorporate in your day, but also understand the world around you a little bit better.
Exactly. If you take the time to make these observations, you'll really start to notice, you know, when things are happening and how that's changing and the differences in that, you know, taking the time to write down, you know, today I saw the geese migrate south. And that might be a whole month different from when you saw it last year. Really cool tool for people to use too is the Aldo Leopold Society has a phenological calendar that they put out each year. And so it's got rough dates for when these different natural events occur so that if you're not taking the time, but you look on your calendar and be like, oh, such and such flower is supposed to be out blooming. I should go look for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it works in reverse too. You know, not only you taking the time, but sometimes you need that physical reminder of like, oh, I should step out and, you know, see what's happening. Today, if people are really, really interested in contributing to the larger body of science related to phenology and might be a little bit more tech savvy, there's actually apps that people use. There is an app, I want to get the name right. There is an app called Nature's Notebook, which is put out by the U.S. National Phenology Network, that you can download on your phone. And your observations actually go into a national database that's used by scientists all over the U.S. Related to phenology. And so it doesn't just have to be in your big backyard. You can contribute to this larger body of science yourself as what we like to call a citizen scientist.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Right?
That website sounded really awesome, too, that has the calendar kind of how this stuff.
Yeah.
That is, and that has got to be something that's really like unique to me, but I imagine very helpful to you and others in the industry. That's really cool to hear.
Absolutely.
Jen, now we've covered this a bit already and touched on it a little, but I'm just to go a little bit deeper into it. Phenology sounds really cool. It sounds like a really interesting thing. Sounds very good. But how does it, what does it have to do with your everyday citizen? How does it apply to them?
Sure. So especially, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit harder for those of us who don't live in the Midwest, but for us who live in the Midwest, we have some pretty big changes that happen from season to season that impact us. And phenology is really just taking the time to notice the correlation between when those things are happening. And they can have an impact on our everyday life, like the things that we talked about with like the allergens or our agriculture or fire and drought risk, which really do have an impact on all of us in some way. And it's really important to take note of that and when those things are happening and how they change over time, because it gives us a better idea of how that world is changing and how we should manage for it in the future.
It's certainly, I mean, just on the essence of we got one planet.
Right.
You know, I mean, if I could just go to that route real quick, because this is what we got, everybody. I haven't checked it out recently, but I have not seen a lot of apartments on the moon or Mars or anything like that.
Not so much.
The last I checked, there is no real estate over there. This is the world we got. And in order to take care of it and keep it around, not just for us, but younger generations and everything, this subject is also important, I would say, on that level.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Not necessarily that you take this information and you immediately start a green fund or something like that. But as I get older, I realize more and more that we're all conservationists.
Yeah.
And we're all on the same page, on the same planet, trying to keep this rock going and keep it moving and making sure that it's around here for a long time. Understanding this stuff, sharing these things, whether it's in your own personal notebook or online, can only help our scientists, our individuals like Jen and different people in these industries have more and more data and be able to understand the world that we're living in. in and how it's changing. Again, nature has no reruns.
Yeah. You couldn't have said it any better, James. That was perfect.
And I think that one of the things, too, that's cool about this, again, is that we not only can we observe these things, but we can do something about it. That we can affect these things, that we can make change, that we can. This isn't one of those things where, I guess we did what we could here, everybody. We had a good run. It was all right. No, not at all. In fact, the more we collect this data and the more we get it to you guys and scientists and different people, then the stronger we are, not only as a world and as a people, but the stronger our planet can be. That make no mistake about it, the planet's going to be here, whether we are or not is a whole other story.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Keeping us around and thriving on this planet is just as integral as the planet itself.
Right.
This stuff, this is all data. It all helps with it. And again, it's really cool. It's really interesting to see this stuff all just happening around us.
I was going to say, it's fun too. You know, it's an opportunity to take a pause, to notice that world around us, the beautiful state that we live in, and just really be cognizant of how that is changing and, you know, between the seasons and what's happening and really just appreciating it.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, Jen, but I'm curious because I gave you, you know, a little bit of how this is for me and the little bit that I've observed. I imagine for you and your world and the brain that you got, which is amazing, that you may see things, it's a little more common for you, but you're probably even taken back by some of these changes and some of it, even for you, when it's in your head already.
Absolutely. I think, you know, even as somebody, as a scientist who works in this world day to day, you know, we get so wrapped up in what we're doing that we don't take enough time to stop and appreciate it. And, you know, I just want to say we're really grateful to the people who do take the time as scientists to note these changes and to input this information, just because it can be so beneficial in helping us understand how that natural world works. You would think we would have this figured out. even close.
No.
So yeah, just to being able to take the time and do that and step back. And it's always nice to come on and take the opportunity to talk about things like this, because it renews my own interest in it and my own passion, and being like, yep, you know what? I do. I need to take the time to go out and just appreciate.
That's very cool. Jen, I was curious, you guys at Extension, you're some of our favorite guests. I'm curious, how are things going over, or do you have any events coming up over there?
Sure. So, yeah, we have a couple of them, especially one that relates really well to this kind of phenology topic. October 5th, Saturday, October 5th, we're hosting the annual Science by the River event. This is a great chance for people to get outdoors along the Wisconsin River, kind of notice the beauty and those changes that are happening that we talked about, but also a great way to experience some hands-on science. There'll be lots of different community organizations and booths along the entire Wisconsin River for families to come out and just get hands-on, you know, fun activities related to science. So that's a great one.
We love that event. I'll be wearing my shirt.
There you go.
I have one pink shirt I own, and that's the one that I love it.
So make sure to mark that Saturday, October 5th on your calendars. The other one that is probably related really well to this topic too is coming up Saturday, September 7th. Extension is hosting the Clean Sweep event. So, you know, if you have hazardous or chemicals or household products that you need to dispose of, that is a great place to do that free of charge. So make sure to check that out as well.
And we'll be certainly highlighting both of those events as we get closer to them here on our morning show and at midday here and our other shows. We'll be highlighting them, making sure that we get good turnouts for both of those events. Appreciate everybody involved with Clean Sweep. They do such great work about that, and so many volunteers that help out with that one. And same thing with Science by the River. We love that event. It's only getting bigger and stronger every year. We're looking forward to that.
That is our hope.
Jen, we have talked about some really cool stuff today. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we touched on, how can they get in touch with you?
Sure. Extension is a great resource for a lot of different topics. So I always encourage people to check out the website. You know, the Wood County Extension Office has a great website full of lots of different information. So that's a great place. Otherwise, you can always give us a call as well.
Extension's website is extension.wisc.edu, extension.wisc.edu. you. Be sure to bookmark that page. It's not just a great way to keep up to date on everything, but also a good way to reach out to them and follow up with follow-up questions and other things you might wonder and want to know. And be sure to follow them on social media as well. Not only is it a great way to keep up to date on things there, but you can share a lot of their events on your pages, and you just never know who might see them that wouldn't otherwise.
Right. Absolutely.
Jen, always fun hanging out with you. Looking forward to the next time already. Thank you so much for being here today and bringing this great topic to us.
Well, thanks for the time, James.
Say hi to the team over there for us.
Will do.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.